Hello, everyone. We are up to page 264. We're in the middle of Simon Kuf Dalad. Kuf Dalad Sif Gimel. We are talking about Hefsekos in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Okay, so they have to be Mavsik, or can he be Mavsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei? Last time we talked about the Melech who's coming in his direction. What's he going to do about me masks? Now we get another one from Hefsekos Brachos. It's a very interesting din over here. He says, Vafilu Nachosh Karuch Ala Kevo. Even if there is a snake wrapped around his heel. Okay, it's wrapped on his ankle, lo yasik. You're not supposed to stop in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. You're talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So what does this mean? A snake is wrapped around someone's leg. That's Sakonis Nefoshos. We know that. We already learned from the last halacha. The Melech of the Goyim is coming in your direction. You are allowed to be masik. Why would a Nachash be any different? So number one, back in the day, they were more familiar with different types of snakes. And they know what was more dangerous and what was more dangerous. So that's the beginning point just to understand. Snakes back in the day were not exactly how we would trade a snake. If we saw a snake, we would run out of there faster than anything. Okay? But back in the day, the time of the Gemara, perhaps even the time of the Shulchan Aruch, the snakes were not treated as dangerous as we'll soon see in the Lach. Let's just finish the Lach over here. Aval, yachol yolech l'makom achar k'dei shiyipol ha'nachash miraglo. You go walk around so the snake will fall off your foot, like we learned yesterday also. You're allowed to move from your Shmona Esrei in order to stop something that's bothering you, you can move away. So that you are allowed today. Aval akrev, okay, but a scorpion, okay, we do this pose, then you stop your Shmona Esrei. Lefishu muad yotel lahazik, we see a scorpion is more likely to damage. Muad, from like a short tam and a short muad, which we'll learn in the next halacha, those that learn baba kama, muad means it is more likely to go ahead and damage. So therefore, it is a muhsak that's going to damage. Therefore, you would stop your Shmona Esrei and get as fast as possible away from the scorpion. Vinachash nami, even a snake, imrosh u kaus, you see the snake is angry, he's ready to attack, umuch lahazik posik, then you get out of there as fast as possible, you stop your Shmona Esrei, and you continue. But just still, going back to still Shabbatra, still a nachash, that, at least Suffolk, Sakonis Nefoshos over here, a nachash is wrapped around, you really should continue your Shmona Esrei. So it explains about Chanan Vassar, and it's quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, called Beis, Tez Vav, in the old edition, I believe in the second edition of Shmir Shabbos over there, it brings down a footnote, B'Shem Rabbi Chanan, that the reason why this is Motah, that you continue your Shmona Esrei, because once again, in Nachash, we're talking on Nachash, that was not Vada going to be Mazik, it was only Safek going to be Mazik, and since in your middle Shmona Esrei, so therefore, it's like Shlichoi Mitzvah, ain't any Zukin, you're in the middle of doing a Mitzvah, you can rely on that it's not going to be Mazik. Shmuel Zalman, though, over there in the Ha'ara, disagrees with the Rav Chanan Vassarman, and he says, what's going on over here? We don't rely on Shluchai Mitzvah Zayin and Nizukin when you have something that is Shchia Chazeka, when it's something that is commonly going to damage you. We do not rely on it, and therefore, Shmuel Zalman says, that can't be the pshat, and it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, both Shmuel Zalman and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal brought down in the bottom of the page, Dibro Masel Nachash, Lididan Choshuv Nachash Lakana. Period. We treat snakes as a sakana, and therefore one would vaday stop a Shmona Esrei, even no matter what, even if it looks to you like a very innocent snake, get out of there. I don't think any of you will be able to have kavan anyways if you have a snack wrapped around your ankle. Okay, do whatever you can, get the snake off, and then go ahead and we'll learn what to do in the hemshich of how, when you, do you have to go back? You don't have to go back. Where you continue in just a few moments. Moving on to Sif Dal. Hey, another very common example, he rush shore by Kenegdo. You have a shore, an axe coming in your direction in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. Posek, you should stop your Shmona Esrei. Why? Shemarchiki mi short tam, chamishim amos, umi muad molo enav. Okay, those who learn Babakami have a short tam and a short muad. Short tam is a regular axe that you do not, it's not muksak that it is damages. It's not a gore. Okay, and you have a short muad that's already muksak three times that it damages. So if it's a short tam, so the lacha is your marchik chamishim amos. So if you're about Shmona Esrei, you should marchik chamishim amos from the axe and then continue your Shmona Esrei. And a short muad, you should get out as far as possible until he's out of your eyesight. A short muad, you should get very far away. If there is a chazak in that place that oxen are, behave themselves, they don't gore people in that area in a posik, then you do not stop your Shmona Esrei. Now, moving into Sifei, we get to all the general laws. Now, if one needs to stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei, a little background information, those Shmona guys who learned Kriyat Shema with us last year, so this should be familiar to you, because that's really where the halacha is. The Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us in certain times that you are in your middle Shmona Esrei and you have to stop. It sounds like in one place in the Gemara that you have to go all the way back to the beginning, and some places it sounds like you just continue from where you left off. Okay, so over there, it's the Machlokas and the Rishonim, how to explain these Gemaras. Okay, the Chachmei Sfarad, they make a Pashat Chiluk, and that's why this Mechaber is over here, between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. By Kriyat Shema, we hold that you go back, you just go and continue for wherever you left off, no matter what reason you stopped for your Shemona Esrei, whether it was Ones, or whether you stopped your Kriyat Shema, whether it was Ones, or whether it was not Ones, it doesn't really matter. You're going to by Kriyat Shema, you do not go back to the beginning, you continue for where you left off. However, tefillah, like we've learned many different things, tefillah is more chamor than kriyat shema. By tefillah, you have to go back to the beginning. If you stop and you're shocked, could they leave more eskula? You waited the amount of time it takes you to daven a whole shmoneh esrei. Let's say 5-6 minutes it takes you to daven a shmoneh esrei. If you paused for 5 to 6 minutes, by whatever reason you stopped, you would have to go back to the beginning of the shmoneh esrei. That's the svara of the mechaber we'll see over here. That's the chachmei sfarad, the beis yos, the shulchan aruch over here. We'll soon see. Okay, the Ramah over there in Elchus Kriyat Shema disagrees with the Mechaber. He passes like the Chachmei Ashkenaz, like the Tur and other Chachmei Ashkenaz that paskin. That's not a chiluk between Kriyat Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. Kriyat Shema and Shmoneh Esrei have the same din. When do you go back? When you don't go back? It depends why you stopped. If you stopped your Shmoneh Esrei because you were bored and you just decided to pause in the middle and daydream for 6 minutes, so then you would not have to go back. You would continue forever you left off. However, if you stop because halachically, the halacha mandated you to stop, okay, the common example is you had to go to the bathroom. You ran to the bathroom and it took you 6 minutes in the bathroom, you came back. We discussed this earlier on. Then you would have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei because you're Shah Kadei Ligwar's Kula by a halachic onus. By a halachic onus, you have to go back to the beginning of your Shmoneh Esrei. That's how the Ramah Paskin's over there, and we'll see now, see this all inside. We have a couple more things to build off of this, but hopefully that's all we got right now. Chachmei Sfarad, difference between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Chachmei Ashkenaz, differently why you paused. Halachic onus or not a halachic onus? Look inside the Mechaber. It says, B'chol makum sheposik. Any place you stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, it's like this. Im shakadei ligmor eskula. If you pause the amount of time it takes you to daven your own Shmoneh Esrei, chozer l'rosh. You have to go back to the beginning of Hashem sasai tiftach, and you start your Shmoneh Esrei again when you're ready to start davening again. V'im laf. However, you are not shakadei ligmor eskula. You only had a 2 minute pause, a 3 minute pause. It's not the amount of time it takes you to daven your whole Shmoneh Esrei. The Mechaber paskins, if you're not shakadei ligmor eskula, you're in the middle of Barech Aleinu, okay, you go back to Barech Aleinu again. You're in the middle of Shema Koleinu, you go back to the beginning of Shema Koleinu. You go back to the beginning of the bracha. That's the Pesach and the Mechaber will soon see. That's not so pashat either. Vim pasuk begimel rishonos. By the first three brachas, you stop anywhere in the middle of the first three brachas, chozer l'rosh, you're going to have to go back to the beginning of the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, because the first three brachas, why? The first three brachas are all considered like one bracha for sense. Well, one entity. Vimbachronos. And if it happens then, chozer l'ritzei, you go back to the beginning of the three end brachas, which is the beginning of ritzei till the end of Shmoneh Esrei. That's how the Mechaber paskins, shakadei ligmar skula. Always go back to the beginning, not shakadei ligmar skula. You go back to the bracha that you're in, by the gimel rishonos, back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei once again. By the gimel achronos, you go back to ritzei. That's the psak of the Mechaber. As I mentioned before, the Ramah disagrees. Interestingly, the Ramah himself does not point it out over here. And tefillah, you have to go back to Kriyat Shema. But the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Tetzayin says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tetzayin. Hine lefi mada anu noagim kach rosa Ramah leelvesim in samachay in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Gabi Kriyat Shema kedasa poskim deeno chozu lerosh ki im bishashihi aya machmas ones. That which we say in Kriyat, only go back if you had a halachic onus and you were shakadei ligmar eskula. You had to go to the bathroom. There was a bad smell in the room. Whatever it might be, there's a halachic onus that tells you you have to stop davening right now. Then you're going to go back. But if not, then you would not have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. You would continue for where you left off. Now, that is one important machlokas over here. Second machlokas over here within the Das of the Ramah. What's considered a halachic onus? For sure, you space out in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei, that's not halachic onus. That's your choice. I don't know, you decide to go do something in the middle of that. That's your choice. That's not halachic onus. For sure, if the place you're davening is not clean, or you're not clean, you have to go to the bathroom, that's for sure a halachic onus. The shaila over here is the cases that we're talking about over here. Okay? You have a nachash karuch al akavo. Okay? You have a melech coming in your direction. Okay, it's true that the halacha tells you that in these cases stop it, but it's not really because of halachic onus. It just because it's an onus, but it's not a halachic onus. Okay, so that question over here is this considered a halachic onus that you would have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? Now look what we do over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ach yesh omrim, there are those who say di'inyanenu, our case over here, da'irinin gabi akrev, o shor, shabak kenegdo, you have a scorpion, or you have a shore coming in your direction. O shapachsak machlas listi mukai gavna, or you had armed bandits around when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you gotta get out of there. Mikri nami hefsik machmas onus. According to these we showed him, this is also considered machmas onus, and you have to go back to the beginning. Since I can't daven right now, that's considered an onus, and therefore I would go back to the beginning. However, he says, "V'yesh omrim dizelo mikre onus." There are those who say that's not considered a halachic onus. Ki im b'shahay yoshiyah b'havsek machashu ba'atzma lo yeroy. Let feel only when he himself is not appropriate to daven. O shamoko maya in eroy, or the place that he's davening is not a place that's right to davening. There's a terrible smell. Someone went to the bathroom in the place right next to you when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. Mashen came onus acher, which is not the case by other onus. So now we have another machlokas over here. What is considered an onus for Ashkenazim? What you would have to go back for? How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So you see over here, the Chafetz Chaim will do this a lot. He's going to mitzaref different shitas over here. He's going to say, "We'll see you inside in a second. I'll explain to you outside." Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Anyways, since by tefillah in Bechol Mikra we have the Chochmei Sfarad, the Rif, and the Rambam who hold that you always go back by tefillah even if it's not an onus. So by tefillah, we're going to be machmir and consider this type of onus that we're talking about over here in the Shulchan Aruch, an onus by tefillah. But by kriyat shema, anyways, the Sfardim hold, you're never going to go back. Over there, we're going to have a more makel definition of what a halachic onus is over there by kriyat shema. And therefore, if a shore was coming, or listim were there, and you had to stop in the middle of your kriyat shema, over there, we would say you continue from wherever you left off. You would not have to go back to the beginning. Look inside the Mishnah Berurah. V'chriya magen avrim v'ohad harbi achronim. The magen avrim and other achronim are machriya like this. D'bitfila onus achr nami mikri onus. Any type of onus by tefillah is considered an onus. Mi acher diyesh mi arishon shesovrin d'bitfilah im shal kadei likbar skila afila b'li onus klal chozul rosh. Because there are rishon in the hall, like I said before, the Chachmei Sarad, that hold that by tefillah, if you're shaken a ligwar skula, even if it was not any onus, you have to go back to the beginning. Aval bekriyat shav, bechol shav and yoni, any other kind of guys in the middle of kriyas megillah, in the middle of birkas hamazon, any other thing that's natural in Esrei, lo mikri onus kiim kishaish o amakom eino roy. Only when the person's not roy or the place is not roy, that's when we're going to consider a halachic onus. That's the maskana lemaisa according to the Mishnah Berurah. By kriyat shema, we'll be more makel by what's the definition of an onus, but only by an onus we would have to go back. But by Shemoneh Esrei, a more loose definition of what's considered an onus, that you would have to start your Shemoneh Esrei all the way back from the beginning. So what we have now is, for Svardim Alach Lamaisa is, by Kriyat Shema, you never go back to the beginning again. Doesn't matter why. For Ashkenazim, you're going to go back. If you had to go to the bathroom, you're not clean, or the makom is not clean. But by other types of onus, you would not go back. By Tefillah, you're always going to have to go back if it is an onus for Ashkenazim. By Svardim, you're always going to go back no matter what reason. You stopped and you were shah, kedei ligmoris, call it Tefillah, you'd have to go back to the beginning. Now, just one more thing before we move on to one more halacha, and that is the following. The Mechaber paskind that if you're not shah kedei ligmoris kula, you're not shah kedei ligmoris kula. Whether it's onus or not, you're not shah kedei ligmoris kula. Where do you go back to? You go back to the beginning of the bracha. Middle of Barech Aleinu, go back to the beginning of Barech Aleinu. Middle of Shmak Aleinu, go back to the beginning of Shmak Aleinu. However, the Gra and other Achronim disagree. They hold, if you're not Shalkadei Ligmar Skula, that's not considered a Hesik at all, and you continue from wherever you left off, whatever sentence, whatever word you left off, and you can continue from there. Look inside, Sivkot and Yotess. He first brings down the Magin Giborim, says that's two lines, one line down, and then five lines down, he says, Ubira Gra, Maskim Lashita Sarashba, Muva Beis and Sham, Umashim Imidei. You're always only going to go back to the place where you left off. And you have to go back to the beginning of the tefillah. So according to the Gra, and according to the way the Mishnah Berurah is paskening for Ashkenazim, you're never going to go back to the beginning of the bracha again. There will never be a case. Either you're going to have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, or the beginning of Kriyat Shema, or you could continue. Forever you left off, you are not Shah Kadei Ligmor Eskula. And once again, therefore he's going to disagree with the Mechaber. Mechaber says you're in the middle of the first three brachas, Where do you go back? You have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. It's all considered one unit. Once again, we're going to disagree. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat M'chaf, second line in, Ulefi mashikasati b'shem agra, v'amagin giborim, hua din hacha, ein tzarek lasa, rak la'oto makum shapasak. Wherever you left off in your Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to continue from that point on. Okay, very beautiful, all this, how this comes together over here. The Mechaber, Ramah, Chachmi Ashes, Chachmi Svarach. One last thing, let's just do the first line, because it's very much connected to this. The first line in Sivav. Says the Mechaber over here, how do you define if you waited the time it takes to finish the Shemoneh Esrei? Bakorei Misharin. The Hainu, is this objective? Do we have an objective time? The average Shemoneh Esrei of Klal Yisrael? Or do you go subjectively? It goes according to your Shemoneh Esrei. The Mechaber says, Beferish over here, Bakorei Misharin, each one individually goes according to his Shemoneh Esrei. If your Shemoneh Esrei takes 5 minutes, so you have this 5 minutes period of Shakadeh Ligamar Skula. If you have an 8 minute Shemoneh Esrei, it would be 8 minutes that you would have until it would be considered Shakadeh Ligamar Skula. It's all considered by the Korah. And not only that, it doesn't matter where you are holding in Kriyat Shema or Shemoneh Esrei, whether you're in the beginning or the last sentence. You're always going to be this time period of how long it takes today. All Shemoneh Esrei, that's the way you know. You don't say, I'm halfway through Shemoneh Esrei, therefore I only get 2.5 minutes. No, you still get 5 minutes, even in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. That's how we paskin. Halacha l'maisa, ad kan for today. Everyone have a great Shabbos.